morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. The St. Peter congregation, led by Pastor Daniel Speckard, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is a community of faith which is Christ-centered and service-oriented, founded upon the gospel of Christ crucified and risen for all. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this seventh Sunday after Pentecost. This morning we have a direct look at the agricultural life of the people to whom Jesus was speaking. We see today a very much mechanized, often financialized, method of providing food for many. What Isaiah and Matthew are presenting to us are the realities in which God's people lived. They had neither mechanization nor financing for producing crops as we have had available for generations. What Isaiah and Jesus tell us is that in everyday life, the work of the provider of food, the sower, in fulfilling his calling, is God's blessing to all. Isaiah presents us with a joyful, thankful vision of the rain that we have recently received that is part of God's plan. It has been a blessing for all of his creation. Following the reading from Isaiah, we will hear a setting of O Blessed Spring, which pictures Christ as the vine and the faithful as the branches.
A reading from the 55th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off.
Oh,
In the 13th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, Jesus tells the well-known parable of the sower. The account that we hear today gives his presentation and explanation of the parable. Following the Gospel, we hear a setting of praise to the Lord the Almighty, the King of creation.
From the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 13th chapter, the parable of the sower and its explanation. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil. And immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil, but when the sun rose they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on the rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulations or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30.
To the Lord be
Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School, located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson, sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. Children, no matter the age, are always welcome and a blessing to us all. The Sunday worship service begins at 9 a.m. with Bible class and Sunday school for all ages at 10:20. Please contact the church office at 574-896-2025 for information regarding small group Bible studies and other activities happening throughout the week. The new school year is rapidly approaching. Registration for the 2023-24 school year will be by appointment only on July 26th, 27th, 28th, and 31st. Please call the school office at 574-896-5933 for more information. Principal Rhonda Reimers and the staff of St. Peter Lutheran School look forward to talking with you. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran look forward to meeting you. May you be at peace with Jesus as you walk as a child of the Heavenly Father.